Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, sunny today with a high near 47 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And on Wednesday showers mainly after 1 p.m., high near 48. Breezy with south wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And in the news for today, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, a Republican elected to four terms starting in the 1980s, announced Monday that he will not run again in a bid to take on the Democratic incumbent in the battleground state. This according to a report from the La Crosse Tribune. A campaign by the 80-year-old Thompson would have put him on the ballot for the first time in a decade and 24 years after his last win. The winner of the August 9th Republican primary will advance to face Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Last month, Thompson traveled to meet former President Donald Trump at his compound in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Whether or not the meeting with Trump helped him form his decision, Thompson has not said. Trump has been using his influence to endorse candidates for the 2022 midterm elections following the January 6th insurrection, in which he sought to overturn the 2020 presidential election vote count. Thompson has not endorsed a candidate to run against Evers. Thompson last ran for office in 2012 when he won a Republican primary for U.S. Senate, but then lost the general election to Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Before that, Thompson won election four times as governor, the most in state history, and served from 1987 until 2001. He left that year midway through his fourth term to become then-President George W. Bush's Secretary of Health and Human Services. Again, this report comes with permission and in part from the La Crosse Tribune. Another Tribune report informs us that a new program allows La Crosse residents to skip mowing in the month of May as a way to promote growth of pollinating plants that pollinators such as bees and butterflies depend on as they emerge from their winter dormancy. Residents will need to register with the city in order to participate and avoid fines, a detail that officials wrestled with. Once registered, residents will receive a yard sign to indicate to neighbors they are participating in No Mow May. Those that register will not need to mow from May 1st to the 31st, and they will then have until June 14th to slowly bring their lawn back to a compliant height. 2 years ago, Appleton became the first city in the U.S. to adopt No Mow May, an initiative designed to boost the population of bees and other pollinators. The initiative, which is optional everywhere it's been implemented, requires cities to temporarily waive enforcement of ordinances that require homeowners to maintain their lawns. In Appleton in 2020, No Mow May was met with success in other cities, including Wausau, Oshkosh, Fort Atkinson, and Stevens Point adopted the idea the following year, and now La Crosse. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.